Omaha Public Radio presents another luncheon broadcast from the Omaha Press Club on Noon Forum. Today's program is taking place at the newly opened Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Corps Community Center at 29th and Y Street in South Omaha. To tell us about the center, our guest speakers will be Molly Skold, the marketing director of the Kroc Center, and Major Herb Fuquay, the Kroc Center's administrative corps officer. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Thursday afternoon, November 19, 2009, for broadcast at this time. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Omaha Press Club, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. Here now to introduce the program is Dale Munson, a member of the Omaha Press Club's Education Committee.
A sincere welcome to this impressive new facility, the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Corps Community Center. I'm Dale Munson, and I'm a member of the Omaha Press Club Education Committee, and we produce these monthly noon forums at Omaha Press Club. This is only the second time that we have staged a forum off-site, and we welcome all in attendance here today, and only wish that our KIOS audience could be here as well. And we urge you folks to stop by at 2825 Y Street on your own for a visit to this brand-new community center. And as our people here enjoy lunch, we'll get some background and overview of the facility to be followed by a complete guided tour. And we're going to get started. I think there will be some paper at the tables for you to submit written questions. They'll be forwarded to our speakers. So may we introduce them. We have a double header for speakers. First will be our hostess and marketing director of the Kroc Center, Molly Skold, and she'll be followed by Major Herb Fuquay, who is the Corps officer, the administrative Corps officer here in Omaha. So welcome, please, first of all, Molly Skold.
Thank you so much for coming, and welcome to the Kroc Center. We are so, so happy to have all of you here. We hope you're luncheon is tasty. I must say our chef is quite busy today. He's serving over 400 meals, so you are among the recipients of the some of the chef's finest first meals here at the Kroc Center. So relax and enjoy, and help us learn more about the Kroc Center together. Again, we're so happy that you chose this venue to be here and are a part of the excitement that is certainly in this South Omaha community and throughout the entire Omaha community. I want to tell you about how this got started, because you drive by this beautiful building and you think, what on earth is that and what has happened here? We are the very lucky recipient of this beautiful building that is the dream and the vision of Joan Kroc. Joan Kroc, as you know, is the wife of the McDonald's creator. If you've ever had a McDonald's hamburger, you know that the company has obviously done very well, an international company. And Joan Kroc is the wife of Ray and Ray Kroc. Now, both of them have passed on, but they left to us a wonderful legacy that we are enjoying here today. Joan Kroc had a vision, and a very important vision, of providing beautiful facilities around the country, and you sit in one today. Facilities that not only inspire excellence, but also provide programs and services to people of all ages. And so we are very excited to be a part of that vision. Two of her mandates, two of her wishes were that these centers would be built in underserved areas and centered in underserved areas. And secondly, that they would inspire children and that they would be the best facilities that the community had to offer. And so this is not your average run-of-the-mill facility. As we will see later on our tour, you will see that many of the architectural features of this center and the building features, the amenities will absolutely inspire you, and they are the best Omaha has to offer. So we're very excited about that. Joan Kroc was very intentional about her gift. She and her husband Ray were active in the Salvation Army. They were very impressed with the Salvation Army and the mission and what the Salvation Army stood for. And so it was with very good reason that that Joan Kroc gave this gift to the Salvation Army. But she was smart because she started out with a sort of a test project. And she started the first Kroc Center in San Diego, California. And that was opened a few years ago. And actually, she was alive to dedicate the facility. And the facility still today has been absolutely a beacon of hope in that San Diego community. And it has gone over very, very well. And she was able, during her life, the last few years of her life, to see the success of her vision, to see the success of the project. And so at that point, after the Kroc Center in San Diego was opened, she left her entire estate to the tune of about $1.5 billion to the Salvation Army to do what she did in San Diego all across the country. Now, all in all, when it's all said and done, there will be approximately 24 or 25 Kroc Centers throughout the United States. And we are the seventh to open. We opened actually just this last Monday, and it was bustling. It was I wish you could have been here. There were members. We probably had over 1,000 people in this facility this past weekend. And we were so proud to show the facility to the community and to show off not only what Joan Kroc's vision was, but how Omaha was such a very fortunate recipient of this vision. Now, many of you might wonder how we got so lucky. And that's actually quite an interesting story. And I would tell you very emphatically that Omaha had all the right ingredients to make this happen. As this gift was given to the Salvation Army, and actually, you know, the Salvation Army had to think about this gift for about 10 months. They had to decide whether this was something that they could do. Could they carry out this mission and this vision in a way that Joan Kroc wanted, but also stick with the original mission of the Salvation Army? And when the Salvation Army decided that, yes, in fact, they could carry out this mission, that's when the projects began. That's when the excitement began. And so basically, cities apply to receive a Kroc Center, and so much goes into it, more than you and I would imagine. But cities apply to the Salvation Army to receive a Kroc Center, and they also work with community leaders, city leaders, and donors to be able to put the whole package together. And so that when I tell you that Omaha had all the right ingredients, I think that's it's even an understatement. What happened in Omaha was that we had wonderful and very energetic Salvation Army leaders and officers who got the project going, who presented it to the community. But we also had community leaders who came forward and said, this is a wonderful project. This is something that we should be a part of. And so the community leaders really helped to make this project go forward. We had the city of Omaha that helped make this particular land available to us. So it's no coincidence to any of us that we're here. We feel like we were meant to be here in many respects. And finally, we were the lucky recipients of Heritage Services. Heritage Services came forward and said they would take care of raising the matching funds that is required in our particular case. So with the help of Heritage Services, who raised the $15 million, with the help of local donors, with the visionaries, with the community leaders, with the Salvation Army officers and leaders, we were able to make this project happen. So we feel very, very fortunate to be here. There was a groundbreaking ceremony in July of 2007, and now we sit in the wonderful, you know, product of that creation. This building was actually designed by HDR, And then Kiewit Builders took over the plans and took it from there. Some of the things you'll see on your tour today are some of the more pleasing architectural design features. So we're very proud that this is not your run-of-the-mill building. This is a building that has very appealing accoutrements and design features. So we're very, very proud of that. But it all comes back to Joan Kroc's vision, and that is, again, inspiring everybody and offering programs and services that help people realize their natural giftedness. And so that's what you'll see today. You'll see people using the facility, enjoying the facility, and really finding new gifts and talents that perhaps they never knew that they had. As you know, we opened this last Monday. Prior to that, we did have a dedication ceremony last Friday, November 6th, in which we were able to recognize the donors who gave so generously to the project. And we were very happy to welcome to that event Joan Kroc's granddaughter, Amanda, and her husband, Troy, and their six children, starting at ages 9 months and up. So it was wonderful to have their family here for the dedication. And we all felt like Joan Kroc herself would have been so proud to see her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, shooting hoops in the basketball court and admiring the pool and crawling throughout the assembly hall. But after the dedication last Friday, last week was a week of tours, private rentals. People could just stop in the facility, see what it was all about, learn more about the vision, the history, how it got started. And then Monday morning was opening day. So we opened up at 5 a.m. We had people working out upstairs and swimmers, and it was very exciting. We are very proud of the partnerships that have formed, and that's a significant piece to us here at the Kroc Center, to have unique and very strong partnerships with organizations throughout the community. All along, Major Herb and his wife, Major Janet, and other leaders of this center have said that we are not here to replace any other organization, but rather to walk alongside everything else that's going on. I'm often asked if this is intended to bring new life to the South Omaha community. And my response to that is there's already a great deal of life here. There are people with great ideas and great plans. There are wonderful organizations that are working hard to make this an even stronger community. And so we're very happy to be walking alongside that energy and that enthusiasm. But some of the significant and specific partnerships that we're very proud of include UNO. They found out about the project. We met with them extensively early on in the project, and they came forward and said, okay, we'll jump aboard this vision. And they supplied this facility with 60 computers, and they are not only just basically dropping the computers off and walking out the door, they are manning the computers, they're helping to repair them when they are broken, they're helping to teach classes and utilizing the computers along with our members. So we're very excited about our partnership with UNO. And you will see those computers up in the computer lab when we go upstairs. We're also excited about some different sports partnerships that we have. Duchenne Academy uses our facility, our aquatics pool, the lap pool, in the morning. They come and have their swim team and have their practices here. They are uniquely and very happily surprised to know that we have digital touch pads in the pool and some other features that they weren't aware that we were going to have. So it's a nice surprise to them. We also have a partnership with the City of Omaha. We use Keith and Upland Park. These are both parks that are adjacent to the facility so that we can continue to accentuate and accelerate our soccer programs and baseball programs for the youth. So that's been a very strong partnership that we've had. And the list goes on and on and on. That's what's going to make this center even stronger is those partnerships, because we're very excited about the people who are engaged in this facility and want to learn more and see how their organization can become a part of it. Basically, I want to tell you just a little bit about the facility and give you some of the examples of why we're so excited, but you will see it for yourself shortly. This is 122,000 square foot facilities. We sit on a area of land that is 15.4 acres of land, and it's actually six square city blocks large. There are 178 rooms throughout the facility. There is a very large and impressive aquatic center that was very important to the project. And certainly as Omaha has experienced some problems with pool closings, we're very happy that this pool is open and indoor and ready for everyday use. So that's an exciting feature that we're very proud of. The pool, actually, there is a recreation pool, and then there is a six-lane, 25-meter or 25-yard lap pool. And there are wonderful features to the pool that you'll see. And again, the partnerships that we have and will be able to continue to grow will be exciting for the Aquatic Center. The fitness desk, the fitness deck on the upper level has numerous treadmills and elliptical machines, seated ellipticals, bench pressed dumbbells, all sorts of advanced weight training equipment. We have 20 40-inch flat screen television sets, and we have an entire staff ready there to provide assessments and help guests work with the equipment and so forth. We have eight classrooms upstairs that can be divided up into 16 smaller classrooms. ConAgra Foods right now is having a meeting right upstairs in the first classroom, and so we're seeing rentals and groups using those rooms. So you'll see those classrooms and how versatile they are. What's particularly interesting about the classrooms is four of them have carpet and are normal classroom type facilities. But then as you walk down the hall, you'll see that there is a dance room with mirrors and ballet and tap dance facilities. And then if you go in even farther, we have a pottery classroom. So people of all ages can take pottery classes, ceramics, and you can actually fire it up in the kiln. So we have all the necessary equipment to help with the visual arts and the ceramics. We also have an assembly hall, which is right next to us, and a fellowship hall, which you may have seen when you came in. We also have a three-court gymnasium. And we're very proud of this gymnasium, and we're proud of the fact that the open gymnasium has gone a little haywire with the number of rentals and people who are coming in and using the basketball courts. This is a wonderful thing that is unique to South Omaha now, because before we had the Kroc Center, there weren't any facilities like this for especially youth to have feeder teams. As many of you know who've had kids in the sports area, feeder teams are very important as teams and youth get to the high schools. And so now South Omaha has a wonderful place for leagues and tournaments so that we can develop opportunities for kids and youth to have their feeder teams that will feed into all these area high schools. So that's something else that our sports and fitness department is working on very, very closely and carefully. And we also have a partnership with South High in many respects with basketball and swimming. And so we are very gracious and happy to have partners nearby who are as excited about this facility as we are. We have a kids zone area. So members and non-members can come in, they can use the facility, and if they have children, they can drop off their children into one of the kids zone areas and pay a very nominal fee and have their kids play and learn, play some games and have fun while their parents are working out or taking class or at a Bible study. So that's exciting. The game room is also next to the kids zone. There's ping pong tables and pool tables and television sets and just a place to relax and enjoy enjoy life. This facility has often been called that third place. There's a wonderful woman whose home backs up to the Kroc Center. Her name is Anita Rojas, and I'll leave you with this note before I turn it over to Major Herb. Anita talks about this facility, and her neighbors talk about the Kroc Center as being that third place in their life, that the first place is your place of your home. The second place is a place of your work or your school. And that third place is that place that you can come and you can relax and you can learn something new and that you can enjoy and you can realize those talents, like I said, that you never knew that you had. So the neighbors are very excited that we're here, and we're so happy that you're here. I'd like to now turn the podium over to our administrative core officer. His name is Major Herb Fuquay.
Well, thank you very much, Molly, and welcome to the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Corps Community Center, better known as the Kroc Center. That's a mouthful. But we're really, really glad you're here and helping us break in our Kroc Center, and it's a privilege and honor to have the Press Club here today. I think before I share a little update of where we are programmatically, perhaps how we fund and our plans for funding and keeping our operation going, we're blessed today to have our divisional commander, Major Paul Smith, come into our presence here. And Major Smith is responsible and has the honor of leading what we call the Western Division of the Salvation Army. There are 10 divisions in the central United States. We are one of those, and it involves some of Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, all of Nebraska. And Major Smith oversees all of the Salvation Army work in the entire area. So it's nice to have him here. I'm going to ask him just to bring a word of greeting and anything else he'd like to say today. But Major Smith, we're honored that you're with us today. You could have been a lot of places, and here you are at the Kroc Center.
Good afternoon. Actually, I just realized today that I'm actually a member of the Omaha Press Club, and so I'll probably get to see you a little bit more often. We have 3 memberships at the Salvation Army, so hopefully I'll have the opportunity to interact with you a little bit more often. In Omaha, we've been really going with the slogan, doing the most good to transform lives. And we believe that the Kroc Center here on the south side of Omaha will be able to do just that. This is a wonderful resource that the generosity of the people of Omaha and that Joan Kroc has made possible. And I think as you go through, as Molly said so capably, that you will see the possibilities that are here, but not only that, that this is actually a living center where people are coming each day, making use of it. And in the same way that we've seen the Kroc Center in San Diego, how that really transformed that part of that community, we believe that we will be a catalyst for that as well here. There are a lot of resources already in place in South Omaha, and we count ourselves privileged to be another one of those resources. And so we look forward to working with the community leaders, other agencies, the community, the people in Omaha to help make this truly a place of hope, a place of transformation. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy your tour.
Thank you, Major. And my wife and I have been here 4.5 years. We were sent here from Minneapolis area by the Salvation Army specifically to work on this project. And it has been a joy and a great experience to work in the community and to see this building come into existence. And, of course, the building is a beautiful, beautiful place. It's secondary to what we want to have happen inside the building. And I must say we have a wonderful staff here on our Croc Center staff that complements the quality of this building as well. One of the things I get asked sometimes, especially while this was being built, was, well, Major Fuquay, how many people are you going to be able to sleep and feed there? And I said, we aren't going to feed or sleep anybody here as far as social service type programs go. And this is a new paradigm for the Salvation Army. It's a new paradigm for South Omaha. And there is not another program like this, maybe in the state even, because while our name is Community Center, what that picture comes into people's minds is not adequate. You often think of a community center as a gym and maybe a meeting room or something like that. But Joan Crock's vision and the Salvation Army's mission, after we studied that and prayed about it, looked at that, are actually quite compatible, even though the expression of what the Salvation Army will be doing through this building is unique and different even for us. It's an exciting time because the part that does equal our mission is we are a Christ-centered mission. We have always believed and known that people are created by God in His image, are gifted by Him, and that we all need His love and care and direction in our life. So we continue that in this facility. We lift up Jesus Christ as the hope of the world, and that's the reason I'm here, serving, because Christ has made a difference in my life and I believe called me to the Salvation Army. Now, how that fits here, Joan Crock's vision, there are three big things in her life that she wanted to see happen in an underserved area of any big city. And Omaha, this spot became available, and that was part of the piece of the puzzle. But she had a passion for people to have experience and develop themselves in the arts, fine arts, performing arts. She loved education and knew that education is so often part of the key to advancing oneself and reaching your potential in life and serving and giving back from your talent and abilities. She also had a keen appreciation for sports and for the development physically of the body. She admired and respected the Salvation Army's foundation of a spiritual development of people. And so this whole facility and programs have been designed around the arts, sports, education, and developing people in their spiritual walk. She used to say that in San Diego, before they built the Crock Center, and it would apply to a neighborhood like this, she would say, I don't want any little child looking across town, seeing this marvelous facility, and saying, boy, I sure wished I lived over there so I could go to that place. She said, this will be that place. And it is. That's why it's a state of the art. I often say the Salvation Army hasn't built anything state of the art, and I need to qualify that by saying we usually put our money into people and programs and things to make people's circumstances better. We build fine facilities, but on purpose, state of the art seemed to be a waste of money in our background and what we wanted to do. However, this new paradigm, state of the art, is what Joan Crock demanded. She didn't want any place better than her place, and she on purpose wanted people who probably couldn't afford to get involved in state-of-the-art programs. She wanted them to have that chance. So it is by mandate that we have a state-of-the-art building, and we're learning to be comfortable with it because the dream that Joan Crock had is the same one we have, and that is to help people develop themselves to their full potential. Well, how are you going to develop yourself to your full potential if you're 10 years old and don't even know the gifts that God has given you? That is why, on purpose, we have designed in our scholarship program to earn your scholarship as a young child, as a youngster or young adult. You have to earn your scholarship by selecting a class in the educational programs. You also have to select a class in the sports, and you have to take a class in the arts. And if you don't show up for class, now they can do one of those a quarter. They don't have to do all three of them at once. But if you don't come to class and you don't try and you don't at least give yourself a chance to figure out what it is you do well, then we kind of say, well, maybe next year you can try again. But the idea is to channel them to try and discover, are you good at art? Are you good at music? Can you sing? Can you dribble a basketball to the point where you could play on the high school team? All of these things we're doing are not designed just to keep people off the street. We were way past that. We are very intentional in helping people to discover their giftedness. If you are gifted in writing and speaking and technology in the press club, you will find that your life is enriched because you're doing something you already like doing. That's where your talent is. That's where your passion is. And there are far too many people making their living, making their income day after day, another 8 hours, and they want to get out of work so they can go and really live. Well, if you're following your passion, you don't have that mindset. It's part of who you are. It's part of what you do. And we are intent on helping people to discover their giftedness in the arts, educationally, and in the sports arena, even to the point where we've already started our wrestling program. Well, it starts this next week. The intent there is to make sure young kids can get on a high school team, not just think about it, but we want them to be far advanced than anybody else going into that team. And so our dream and our vision is to develop people. I met recently with the Omaha Symphony leaders, and they are experiencing an intent on development musically, of course. And there's a program in Venezuela that has been so successful. It's a three-year program. They start with three-year-olds, and they teach them the violin. You can make little bitty violins. And it's a five-year program. And by the time they're 8 years old, I said, oh, by the time they're eight, they can probably get into, middle school band or something. And they looked at me and said, middle school band, they'll be way past that. And I said, well, how about high school? They'll be way beyond that when they get to high school. They said, we want them to play in the symphony. And what has happened in Venezuela is the crime rate has dropped in half in these cities where they have implemented this violin music program. Well, they looked at the Kroc Center and they said, this doesn't exist in the United States yet, but we have a good partnership and we're working with them on getting some funding, and we're going to implement that here at the Kroc Center. Why? It fits our mission of developing people to their highest ability, and that's what we want to see happen here. Now, I only have a couple minutes. I want to end with this before we go on the tour or ask some questions here first. Paying for a place like this and making our budget work is also new to the Salvation Army. The challenge is not hurting the Salvation Army internally by saying, oh, we got this big Kroc Center here. Let's shut down our feeding stations, or let's not help people with social services. We can't. We have great programs already in Omaha. So every penny we find has to be from somewhere else. And this building has been designed to do that. We have, in fact, part of what we're doing today, which is working, is we had Quest Center here this morning at 6:30 and 7 for a big event. Well, they rented our auditorium. That's not the name of it. Our assembly hall. Well, they would have had their event somewhere anyway. And this is a nice quality place for any special event. And what they did, they helped us with our budget so we can provide programs for people. And so that's a main part of our income is rentals, providing a quality place. Now, it's in South Omaha, which is a challenge sometimes. But I must tell you this, in the 2 years this building has been built, not one incident of graffiti, not one theft, nothing. And so when people say, oh, South Omaha, I say, hey, yeah, South Omaha. You ought to come down sometime. And when they come in the building, it's nice. It's quality. And once we get past that mindset, oh, I'm not going down to South Omaha, And if we can get them here for things like this, they'll come again. We have just been blessed by this community. There are some wonderful citizens that live around here. They have been taking care of this place for 2 years. Out their back windows, they look out for us. They have adopted it. And I come in almost saying, oh, I'm the new guy. But it's you've been here all the time. But it's a wonderful place. We also sell memberships as part of our income. We've kept the rates very reasonable. As of today, we have 700 members in our first week, and they're coming in enjoying the facility. And we also have special events where, for instance, we have a group called Robotics. The junior high and high school kids who have built robots, and they come to compete from South America and North America. They're going to be here in March, and we're going to host their event. They're going to use the whole place. But those are the type of events we need to make sure we have enough income to survive here. And so far, so good. And we'll just open it up for any questions at this point.
We have, Major, we have many, many wonderful questions here from our folks. Okay. You're talking about rental. Can anybody rent the facilities? And if so, how do they go about it? Right. And is there any room that is not available?
No, all the rooms are available except my office. And we do have a special events department, and Connie Chisholm is our director of that area. We have materials at the welcome desk that you can ask for. But Connie Chisholm would be, and her phone number's up there at the front desk, too. She will work with whoever has an idea of wanting to be here. Now, we do have some standards. We don't allow alcohol at an event. And people told us, well, you're going to lose half of Omaha. And I said, well, we'll take the other half then. And there are people, I've told some business people, look, you want your Christmas party here and your company's used to drinking alcohol. How would you like to cut your budget in half, have a good excuse and say, well, I'm sorry, guys, they just won't let it happen there, but it's a wonderful place. So that's kind of how we're handling that. But we're open to that.
That's a wonderful response. Here's a question. Well, there are three questions on this one page, and I will read through them all. Why was this location selected? And I guess what does it cost to use facilities? I don't know if you want to address costs, rental costs. But it says also this is an Hispanic area of the city. And what are you doing to encourage Hispanic use of this facility? Will there be English language classes given?
Yes, in fact, the English second language classes already are full, the ones we're offering this November and December. We're kind of like in our pre-opening right now, so we have a November and December guide. It looks like this at the front desk, and classes are all listed in here, so you want to make sure you take one of these with you. We have several people on our staff who are bilingual, including my wife, who's from Chile, South America. And I am happy to say that South Omaha, we already have the Hispanic neighborhood in here. We have a wonderful family rate for $54.50 a month, six people in a family, which makes it less than $10 a person can come to the Kroc Center. And that has been our most of our sales right now have been in the Hispanic families because it is a wonderful rate for them. The rentals depends on what rooms you rent. The aquatic center, for instance, if you rent both pools, which are fairly large, that's about $500 to rent those out. This room here has a price. The gyms have a price. It's $30 for a gym for an hour. And we have a number of high schools and others who are renting it. We have our first rental starting tonight after hours from 9 to 10. But we have Connie has a brochure. All the prices are on there. And we have a little bit of help with a corporate rate, I should say this. UPS just came over, and for $2,500, a large corporation will give us that money, and all their employees get a 15% discount. if they give us a $500 donation, then it's a 10% discount. And there's levels like that, and the rooms all have different levels too. It'd be take us a while for me to go through them all, but we have a list from Connie.
How do those rates compare with other facilities like the Y's?
We have, I think I can say with authority, we have the lowest rates in Omaha for memberships at this facility. Now, you have to keep in mind, even 24-hour fitness, for instance, our rates per month are lower than that. But what a person receives at a membership at the Kroc Center is a state-of-the-art fitness center, is a state-of-the-art aquatic center, our gymnasiums, our educational classes with a discount, or some of the classes are free if you're a member here. And this facility has so much more to offer than just a fitness center. As you take the tour today, you'll see what I'm talking about. And members have huge advantages here that other facilities don't have because it's a unique program. And so not only is it a good value, but what you get for your money is three or four times as much as I think any other place offers.
I'd like to change the topic a little bit and go back to the genesis of it, at least the construction of it. There was reference made by Molly about local fundraising. What percentage of the construction costs come out of local funds?
Okay. Actually, none of the construction costs come out of local funds. The way that Joan Kroc set it up and what we received in Omaha after we applied, we received $60 million from the from Joan Kroc's money that she left to the Salvation Army. $30 million of it built this building, and $30 million is in an endowment where we can use the interest off of it each year to help supplement our income. Now, 30% or half of the endowment, which is $30 million, a community has to match half of that. So for Omaha, Omaha had to raise another $15 million to add to the endowment. So we will end up, once all the pledges are in, with a $45 million operating endowment, just the interest off of that. But the whole building itself was constructed with Salvation Army money.
So to clarify, in my mind, membership fees then go toward staffing or to the maintenance or in all those areas?
Yeah, as you would imagine, the staffing here is critical. If you're going to have quality programs, you have to have quality people. Our director of operations, Tom Folk, managed five Major League Baseball stadiums as well as the Quest Center and has a phenomenal background coming into a new place like this. And our staff across the board, our leaders, are just phenomenal people. Memberships, the income off of memberships do are part of our revenue source to pay staff, to pay lights. We have to have the budget work, and our staff right now probably is about 60% of our budget, and the rest, as you'll see, with utilities and furnishings, our equipment, food. We have our own chef. All the food that you've eaten today was from our staff. And he also cooked at the Quest Center and at the Press Club and is phenomenal, phenomenal chef. We're very fortunate. So we do all of our own maintenance, and we don't have middle people to pay for that. So
I think there were some folks, Major, who wanted to give Chef Kevin Newland a hand on the meal. Okay. I'm assuming that this question here can be easily answered. Can anyone in the city and or surrounding area join the Kroc Center?
Not only can they join, we need them to join. The challenge we have, of course, is when Joan Kroc's mandate was, you have to, well, we as a Salvation Army probably would have chose this spot anyway because we love to serve and help people who I think are open and need a little bit of assistance at points in their life. The challenge we have is this facility is built in an underserved neighborhood. We have Omaha Public Housing down here, up here just a few blocks further down south. And so it's not a wealthy neighborhood, and probably a lot of them don't even have never been able to join a health club. But we will not survive financially if the rest of Omaha doesn't get involved and maybe buy some memberships here. I've lived in Chicago, Minneapolis, and when people say, well, you want me to drive all the way from West Omaha down there? And it's like, well, yes. It's about 10 minutes and no traffic. It doesn't seem that hard. But we in our marketing, and Molly's done a good job, we want to make sure that people know this is for the entire Omaha area, and the facility is quality, it's good. And even yourselves, when you think about what does a membership offer me here, you should consider that.
One of our folks here wants to know, is this a green building?
I can say yes and no. It is green in the fact that it qualifies and would pass the test if we had it tested. We worked with HDR on this the green building. And what we decided to do, it was their advice. They said, look, you can get the highest certificate you want because this building is, they don't build junk. This building is built that way. But to get your certification, it's going to cost you, and I don't have the exact number, but it was like $200,000 because you have to track every little thing you're building, record it, get it inspected before it's covered up. And so this is the Salvation Army side coming out saying, we ain't paying $200,000 for a piece of certificate when we could build two more classrooms, which is what we did. Now, what I can tell you is that and again, I believe HDR and their people, they're very good to work with. They're saying it is green, but you don't have a certificate to show it's green. So I said, well, fine. We'll take your word for it.
With the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays approaching, how about gift memberships?
We have we spoke about this yesterday. I don't know if it's being designed yet by Dawn, our graphics person. But we do and will have, if we don't have them yet, we are in the process of designing gift memberships would be for great Christmas presents if you were to want to provide someone with a year-long membership at the Croc Center. So.
One final question here and then some closing comments from Molly Scold. Somebody's been eyeballing this particular room, and they want to know, are the outside walls in this room about 15 inches thick?
Well, it is an interesting room, and it's a quality room. I would say when we came, the South Corps of the Salvation Army was on Harrison Street for over 30-some years, and we closed down that corps here, so this is the Croc Center Corps. One day when this was being built, so I know how thick the walls are, we came over before the finish was put on and wrote Bible verses and prayer requests and asked God to bless this place. So all of those verses are still behind this wall, and there is a gap, so it's as wide as it looks there, but the cinder block behind it is probably more like 12 inches or 10 inches, and then they have insulation and then this wall. But you can tell there was a meeting going on next door here. This wall is very thick. It's at least a foot thick because we wanted to have two events going on at the same time without interrupting them. But you'll notice that the Rickett family provided money for this room, and we're thinking of putting a Chicago Cub logo up somewhere here. Yeah, I'm a Cub fan too. But this, yeah, so it's a... Yeah. So anyway, it's a pretty thick walled room.
Thank you, Major. Molly Scold, you have a few closing comments.
Well, in conclusion, we just again want to thank each and every one of you for coming today, and we hope that you enjoy this facility as much as we do. We're anxious to show it off to you and show you what all the buzz is about here in Omaha. You might be sitting in your chair thinking, well, gosh, it's nice to be a guest here today, but, you know, how could I get involved? And I would just like to reiterate what Major Herb said so well, that we want you to become involved in this facility by perhaps becoming a member. There are wonderful classes, aquatics classes, and wonderful equipment that you could use. We want you to perhaps perhaps you could come in and teach a class to a group of children, something that you know something about, that you could pass that along to a child or a youth that may not have that knowledge. So we want you to be engaged that way. We'd love for you to buy a membership to for a family who could never have an opportunity to step foot in a place like this. So there are lots of ways to become involved, and the fact that you're here shows that you're engaged already. And so I encourage you to also share it with other groups that you're involved in, because the more energy and the more excitement that we can engage others to learn about this, the more this will continue to become the beacon that Joan Kroc had envisioned, and the more that this will continue to transform lives. So I will leave you with something that, again, our friend and neighbor Anita Rojas said when she came in this weekend and literally wept when she saw the aquatic center. She sat down and she wept. And she said, you could never dream for anything as high as this or as wonderful as this for fear that it would not become a reality. This is a reality, and we're very happy and honored to be here, and we're thrilled that you're here with us today.
You've been listening to a luncheon broadcast from the Omaha Press Club on Noon Forum. In a program recorded at the newly opened Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Core Community Center at 29th and Y Street in South Omaha, we've heard a talk by Molly Skold, the marketing director of the Kroc Center, and Major Herb Fuquay, the Kroc Center's administrative officer. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Thursday afternoon, November 19th, 2009, for broadcast at this time. Special thanks to the Omaha Press Club's Education Committee for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this program possible. The Omaha Press Club presents these noontime educational forums each month. If you'd like to attend future programs in the series, call the Omaha Press Club at 345-8008. These events are open to both members and non-members of the Omaha Press Club. The Omaha Press Club is located on the 22nd floor of the First National Center, 16th and Dodge, in downtown Omaha. And remember, with Christmas approaching, watch for the red kettles and the bell ringers as you do your Christmas shopping. Please keep in mind those less fortunate and give generously to the Salvation Army, doing the most good. Complete Noon Forum listings are available on the Internet. Visit our website at kios.org. Now this is your producer and host, Bob Cote, thanking you for listening.